Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 157. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What's your bread and butter strategy? So in life and in business and in goal setting, you need to know what your bread and butter strategy is. In other words, what you are good at, what you are strong at, and what you do well. There's a lot of analogies like I could give you, and I may even end up giving you in this episode, but let's go with this one first of all. From a fighting point of view, if you go into the ring or the cage or an arena, and you let your mind just completely be spontaneous and free flow, whatever techniques and strategies you want to employ, then you risk waterlogging your brain with far too many options. I know from my point of view, I would always attempt to limit it to three bread and butter techniques, three bread and butter strategies that I knew would always work. Two offensive and one defensive. That no matter what, if I was winning, I could use them to get further ahead. If I was losing, I could use them to get, hopefully, onto the winning side. So they were things that they were my most strongest techniques. Once I knew I had those as my default setting, then it enabled me to do different techniques and enabled me to do more. I didn't just do those things. So it's the same in life. It's the same in business. Find out what you're good at. Have your strengths, because your strengths, your small limited amount of strengths that you're exceptionally good at. That's why I said small limited amount. I'm not giving you an insult and saying that you've only got a small limited amount. But narrow it down to a small minimal amount of things that you are exceptional at. And therefore, it makes it easier to employ your skills, employ your mental and physical processes in order to be able to achieve your goals more effectively. Because once you have that to fall on, you automatically get braver and you automatically do more things because you always have a plan B, a backup plan of things that you know will work. I suppose kind of like the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time, 20% of what you're doing is actually productive and it's actually working. So the same thing, pare it down, figure out what that 20% is so you can be more experimental with the 80% and then go back to the 20%. It's very, very similar, this whole discussion about being a jack of all trades and a master of none. It's so much easier to master more things once you've mastered one. It's harder to just be general across the board, to just generally be skilled across the board. If you're really good at one area, if you are an expert in one area, it makes it easier to bolt on all the other areas. Right, are you ready for the next? You're going to indulge me in giving you the next corny analogies? I've got two lined up for you. So what I'm talking about is, imagine an expert carpenter who becomes a builder. He or she may be braver to be able to try the other trades, because they know that they have the expert carpentry to fall back on. And it definitely gives them the confidence. In comparison to, say, maybe a general laborer then becoming a builder, their knowledge is broad, but it's not deep in one area. So I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying you make life easier if you have a strong bread and butter strategy. If you're good at one particular thing and you let that the confidence of having that behind you to expand into all these other areas and to turn other weaknesses into strengths. My next analogy then is going to obviously be about fighting. So take MMA, for example, where you need to be skilled at boxing, at kicking, at wrestling, at submissions, jiu-jitsu, and then there's all the other strength and conditioning and fitness and takedown defense and etc., etc., etc. But they're the main ones, right? So somebody who's a very proficient boxer will do very well, if trained right, obviously, will do very well because they always have the boxing to go back to as a default setting. And that's why in the past, arguably or not, a lot of fighters who were already skilled in one discipline found it easier to transition to MMA as opposed to people who just started in MMA trying to learn all the individual skills across the board in comparison to being an expert. Because, say, a boxer, for example, they can try the wrestling and they can try the jiu-jitsu and they can try the kicking, and if it all goes wrong, they can go back to boxing. So that's what having a bread and butter strategy, being strong in one area, gives you the confidence to be able to expand your confidence into all other areas because you know you have a default setting. Martial arts, again, philosophy is, you know, not just to work on your strengths, but it is to turn weaknesses into strengths. And in life, you're going to want to do that. You're not going to want to just play to your strengths your whole life. You're going to want to experience all the different facets of life, try your hand at lots of different things. And again, in life, or in business, or investing, or to do with your goal setting, we could be talking about any of this. So have it in your mind and relate it to you as we're talking about it. So you know that if you're strong at that 20%, you figured out what your bread and butter strategy is, what you're good at the 20% of the time, what one area you have mastered or you could master to make the rest of your skill set even more valuable and to turn weaknesses into strengths, it will 100% focus you and it will make you a hell of a lot more successful on the path that you're on. So have a think about it. See what your bread and butter strategy is. What is it that you're good at? What is it that brings you success some of the time? Work on that a little bit more and then let that expand into all the other areas. Let that give you the confidence and the bravery to expand it out. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.